Well, Alan Grayson is a very liberal or progressive, depending on your terms, incumbent congressman. He's in his first term, and he really has gotten a national reputation for being over the top, in your face, not giving an inch to conservatives or Republicans. And that has endeared him to liberals and progressives in across the country, really. And it's also pumped up his fundraising totals to several million dollars. And he's also independently wealthy, so he'll have no shortage of money for his campaign, and he hasn't. He's spent a lot. Facing him is Daniel Webster, who is a former member of the Florida legislature. He served in the House and became the first Republican Speaker of the House back in 1996. The first Republican that we've had in Florida in about 90 years, going back to the Civil War era. And then after that, he served a number of terms in the Florida Senate. He's a very conservative guy, was considered to be, though, quite fair by Democrats when he was Speaker of the House. And anyway, so we've got a real battle here in District 8 between your very conservative Republican candidate, Webster, and your very liberal Democratic candidate, Alan Grayson.
Besides Grayson's style, what are some of the important issues in the race?
Well, of course, that will depend on the voter. What Webster is counting on is that voters in this district are going to be like the average voter nationwide, and that they're frustrated with the direction of Washington, D.C. They're frustrated at the spending that's going on. They're worried about the deficit. They're worried about the big health care reform bill. And so his Webster's basic campaign strategy, and what the issues that he's going that he has been running on, rather, are those. And he keeps it pretty simple. If you think Washington's going the right direction generally, if you think that the spending is level is where you want it, if you're happy with the debt, then you should not vote for me. But if you want to do something about that, vote for me. And for Grayson, he has not really talked too much about issues. He spent a little time defending what they've done, and he's talked about how he's tried to save the taxpayer money and this sort of thing. And he's also defended the stimulus, at least to some degree, by pointing out that the money that was spent in Florida and his district helped with schools and police and firefighters and things like that. But mostly he's been running a campaign that's attacking Webster on a number of personal issues, some of which have backfired on him because they were so over the top and just wrong, inaccurate, that he actually caught a lot of flack for it, and Webster got a lot of sympathy and actually quite a bit of money as well, was able to raise a lot of money because of it.
For example, the Taliban Dan.
Yeah, for some of the ads that Webster has run, the one that was most over the top was the Taliban Dan ad, where he took a clip of Webster saying, "Submit to me," to make it seem as if that's what he was saying. Well, in fact, when he made that speech, and this was a quote out of the Bible, he said, well, he was talking to a men's group, and he said, well, when you're looking for verses to pray, he says, you pray about things you're supposed to pray about, that you're supposed to do for your wife. He says, don't pray, submit to me, which is in the Bible, but now he says, I don't want you to pray that. I want you to pray about the thing. So that was probably the one that caused Grayson the most grief, because it just took the words completely, not just out of context, but really 180 degrees opposite of what Webster said, which is he said, don't say this. And the commercial made it seem like that's what Webster was actually saying.
There seem to be fewer face-to-face debates in Florida politics this election cycle. Have there been any debates between Grayson and Webster?
To date, there has not. I saw one debate that was actually held, but Webster did not attend. Grayson was there, and then two minor party candidates were there as well. The contention is this. Grayson hopes that there's a Tea Party candidate in the race, and so what Grayson hopes is that the Tea Party candidate will get a lot more visibility, and then maybe that will split the anti-Obama, anti-Grayson vote. So Grayson's position is that he will be happy to do debates, but any debate between he and Webster should also include this third-party candidate that's a Tea Party candidate. Webster's position, of course, is he thinks that any debate should just be between Webster and Grayson, and that they should not allow minor party candidates to be involved. And there's an added bit of intrigue in that Webster and a lot of the Republican party officials over here think that Grayson actually has had a hand in supporting the Tea Party candidate and sort of had a hand in trying to get him in the race. specifically as a strategic move that, you know, that he didn't think the Tea Party person could win but might split the Republican vote. So to date, really not been any actual open public debates between Webster and Grayson.
And finally, how do the polls look in this race? Who is likely to win?
The only polls that I have seen have been from Republican-leaning groups, and so I don't have a good feel. I haven't seen like a media poll that I would consider totally neutral. Now, I will say that these Republican-leaning groups showed Webster up, and I think most political analysts, including myself, think that Grayson is in trouble, and it's just a matter of how much trouble you think he's in. The most charitable ratings organizations call this race a toss-up, which obviously if you're an incumbent, that means you're in big trouble, because incumbents win on normal years about 90% of the time. Other analysts have always already got this thing saying lean Republican, suggesting that the big anti-Obama, anti-Democratic tide that's sweeping over the country is going to help sweep Webster in and Grayson out. I will say that Grayson does have maybe a little bit more for going for him than some candidates, because he's independently wealthy, so he's got a ton of money and he's been able to raise a lot. And this district 8 is also still Democratic by registration. It's got about 11,000 more Democrats than Republicans, so that does give him a little cushion. So it'll just we'll just have to wait till election day though to see if that's enough of a cushion. You know, I rate it right now probably lean Republican. I think Webster's got a decent shot of knocking Grayson off.